afford it. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Yay, it's December, and that means the festive season is truly upon us. And yay, finally, I don't have to listen to Irene moaning again about how everything for Christmas starts way too early, because you can't moan anymore because it's December. Hey, it's time to take 25 and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene and guests listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gonna find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with them. So I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had. You just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'll get maximum views. I came through in the clutch, more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
Ride your cup and chase through.
Get it right. I'm only complaining about them trying to start Christmas a month early, and that takes away from Christmas. You don't start Christmas till the month, 1st of December.
See, stop. Finally, stop. It's December.
I know.
Hey, cool. Anyway, I know what you mean. Welcome back to Anne-Marie. Yay.
Hello.
Yeah, good.
Happy December.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Festive season started.
I'm actually really loving the positive attitude of everybody at the moment about Christmas. You know how you get so many moaning and groaning, carrying on about Christmas?
What, like you just did?
No, I didn't. I moaned about them starting in November. Get it right.
And they started in October this year, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, I know. See, there you go. I mean, that's just, it takes away from it. But everybody is so into Christmas this year. They're all sparkling and, I mean, I think it's great. It's awesome. I love Christmas.
I tell you what, you guys have got to promise me to do this. And all of our listeners out there, look, you must take a moment, head up to Snow Planet and go and see Santa up in his little snow grotto. Fantastic. Oh my gosh, takes you back to like, I don't know, well it can't take us back to a child because we didn't have snow as a child. But anyway, you go up the snow and there's Santa in his little hut. And
but you have to put skis on?
And it, no,
you can walk up the snow. I'm not skiing up to see anybody.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ski up either. There's something wrong there, isn't there?
Well, it's good training, sideways.
But fantastic, absolutely magical. So for any of our listeners out there, it is up in Silverdale in Auckland. And, yeah, so you can go up and he's got his elves there and his sleigh and there's Christmas trees and it's really, absolutely.
Oh, I've got
magical.
To get my GGs there. They may have already been there, but I'll get them up there. That sounds great. Yeah,
fantastic. It sounds very magical.
It is. It just takes you way back. You're a kid again, you know.
Doesn't
matter how much of a Christmas Grinch you are, that will take you. Yeah, that is. It's fantastic. Yeah. So heading up to Snow Planet.
Well, the Christmas shopping is definitely going strong. Did all you girls get into this Black Friday sales thing? And
I did. Did look, but I didn't find the deals to be that superb, to be honest with you.
I think it's a big have.
I do too. I didn't even bother going out there. I mean, you know, there are one or two specials, but you've really got to pick and choose, and most of it is just really another one of the scams. Don't get me started.
I think you find the better deals on Boxing Day. That's what I thought of sort.
I hope so, because I always think of Boxing Day as being the special day after Christmas, and that's traditional. And, you know, I can hear everybody saying, now, yes, Irene, it's an age thing. You can move on.
I think it still is, though, eh? But you're right. And I suppose that's changed our whole Christmas, where you're getting sales now up until Christmas. And you never, ever used to get sales until Boxing Day.
Hmm.
But now it's like, yeah, sales all the time. When for Black Friday, did you just look online or did you go around?
I did look online, but I went to Sylvia Park as well, which was not a good experience.
Oh, busy.
Some of the air conditioning is broken. It's very hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a warning for you.
Does
hot.
Not. Yeah. Not a happy camper shopping anyway.
I had to go and sit outside to cool down. It's so hot.
Wow.
Like, I've been cooler in Rarotonga in the middle of the blooming hot season.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Oh, I feel sorry for the poor people that had to work in that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I feel very sorry for them. I can't imagine them just standing in that heat all day. It's crazy, especially when, you know, if you add more people to the equation, the body heat's going to add. Sort it out.
Yeah, I reckon too. We've been having such great weather, haven't we? And that means the strawberries are out.
Yes, I haven't actually bought any yet. I haven't bought any, then I say I bought a punnet. Contradiction, I did buy a punnet about 3 or 4 weeks ago and it was still bitter, so I'm waiting.
Have you guys been put off by the strawberries after the stuff that happened last year with all the needles and the glass and the interfering?
Ooh, had even totally forgotten about that, actually.
No. Sorry, brought it back to top of mind. I remember having to chop them up very small to make sure that they were okay, and I think that sort of stuck with me. So even though we haven't had any reports of it this year, it's sort of still in my mind that that might happen.
And the one in New Zealand was just a copycat, someone just trying to do it with. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty crap. But no, we've been picking them out of our garden.
Ooh.
Mm. And I have this very stubborn attitude to that it's like a terrorist thing. That's all they're doing is trying to stop you from eating your strawberries comfortably, so I refuse to.
You refuse to buy into it.
Mm.
Yeah, good on you.
If I get a needle, I get a needle, for goodness sake.
You'll keep our health system going.
Yes.
Excellent.
Definitely.
So shopping. I mean, I'm not a shopper. I actually, do you know, and I'm actually kind of just thinking this online stuff might be for me. Shopping.
Well, every time I buy something online, latest example, I'm now don't have a carport or a garage and I'm under this wonderful, great, big, huge, amazingly beautiful tree that the birds also love. So you know what my car looks like. And, of course, it's just eating into the paint. It's not good. So I decided I had to buy a car cover until I can find a more permanent thing. And because I don't want it long term, I went online and bought one online, and it had so many, you know, people saying how fantastic it is. The first time I put it on, one seam broke. The second time I put it on, another seam broke. The third time I put it on, I put my finger right through it. It is so fragile and plasticky and totally thin and useless. It is just another scam thing. I mean, it's not going to last on your car for longer than a week.
That's,
with me, it lasted 3 days.
I mean, you know that when you buy cheap, you're going to get cheap, but that's just a wee bit beyond.
So where do you send it back to? You know, I thought, right, I'm not going to... I mean, I paid $22 for it, for goodness sake, you know. So I knew...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. I knew I was getting something cheap. I only wanted something short-term. But even for $22, it's got to last... It's got to be able to do the job.
It needs to be fit for purpose.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought, no, I'm not letting them get away with this. I'm going to dig my toes in. I'm going to, well, 3 hours later, trying to find how, where, what I can return this thing. Even just trying to put a complaint in, it got taken in, and then when I went back into the site, it was off again. So they have access to taking the things down. So shopping online, this keeps happening to me. I get 1 out of 5 as being a happy occasion, and the other 4 make me go, no, you know. So I bought a $100 one from Mitre 10.
I was going to say, you could probably buy those little cheap tarpaulins for about $15 from Mitre 10, string a few together, and it'd be perfect.
I've got no way of tying them down to anything. I've got tarpaulins all over the place at my house. And
why didn't you just get some of those pegs, you know, the garden pegs, and just peg it in the...
Into what? The concrete?
The ground. Oh, you got concrete.
Mm. I'm not even on gas. Yeah. Like there is... I looked at all my tarpaulins and I went, okay, well, I can rig one off the tree and tie it down to the house here and do this, but the tree's too high. I mean, even my ladder, I couldn't get up to the lowest branch. And no, none of it worked, so I had to get a... but now I've got the 100. I haven't even unpacked it yet. I just bought it yesterday. But can you imagine me in the wintertime trying to put this tarpaulin over my car, this car cover on my car when it's raining? And
the birds will be snuggled up and they won't be pooping over your cars then. So, Anne-Marie, anyway, are you an online shopper?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely an online shopper. I think my co-workers would say I'm a bit addicted, actually. There seems to always be packages arriving for me.
Yeah, my neighbours like that. They've just got packages all the time in their letterbox. They're just falling out of their letterbox.
So how do you... So here's a good question. How do you know which is a good site or not? So as Irene's saying, she's been spending half the time trying to figure out how to send the thing back or have a complaint. How do we know what's a good site or not?
So most of the sites that I've been buying off are sort of New Zealand retailers, just their online version of their shop, so returns are really easy. Like if I bought my husband a pair of shorts from Hellensteins, if it didn't fit, I could return them straight to Hellensteins.
You could go to the shop.
Yes,
you can.
Okay, yeah, I buy online. Like I sort of don't think of that as buying online. I just think of that as, you know, normal shopping, except I've got the online access. Like I just bought some stuff from the pharmacy the other day. That's great because that's convenient and you can return it easy. Now I'm talking about the sites that are only online.
Ooh, okay, I've got a good example of that. So there's a website called The Iconic, which comes out of Australia. It's got next day delivery to New Zealand. That's very good. I like that. That's purely based online and I've got some really good stuff out of that. I am a little bit more wary of, say, eBay or Wish, which is an app you can download on your phone, or AliExpress. I think the quality of those is not particularly great, and they are very hard to return, as you were saying about your car cover.
Mm. I've just used Mighty Ape, which I think is it based
in Silverdale. You can pick up from Mighty Ape.
Yeah. So I use Mighty Ape as well.
Yeah.
And Mighty Ape is really good for comparing prices and that. So, like I was looking for my special shampoo and they had it for a whole 10 cents cheaper than anybody else. It was amazing.
10 cents. Man, oh man, what a saving. I kind of like their little quirky humour though. They said, yes, your order's been placed and our monkeys are working on it right now.
No.
Yeah. I thought, oh, that was quite sweet. Yeah. But they were really good. I actually ordered a DVD from them, which the film was not released yet. And so they had it, said that it'll be released on the 3rd of December for, you know, public buying and stuff. And
oh, wow.
I got it yesterday.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Pre-order. great.
Yeah, yeah, it was really, really good. So it's the first time I've used them. But, yeah, and I think you've got to look at the security certificate or something,
yeah,
don't
you? Yeah,
you
do. You've got to make sure it's HTTPS. Means it's secure. Your credit card details will be as safe as what the online.
Oh, I didn't know that. The HTTPS thing is, it gives you that validity.
It does. It gives validity. There's a security certificate that sits behind that. But I think there's one thing that's really important to be aware of now with online shopping is we have to pay GST. So
yeah, when did that start?
Sunday. The Sunday just being. So 1st of December, yeah, we have to pay GST now, which
Beggars.
I think some of the online websites like Boohoo, which is a women's men's clothing store, they've inbuilt GST into their prices, so the prices actually don't look a lot different. But yeah, that's something to be aware of if you're trying to escape that.
I suppose, you know, in reality it had to come and we'd probably be losing a lot of money as a country, actually, with all of the online shopping that we do, so yeah.
I wonder how they managed to do that to the overseas firms, because I do buy...
On your Visa card. Boom, there you go. Maybe that's where it's added.
Yeah.
I don't know. There must be some sort of facility to do it, because I think there's quite a few countries that charge GST on online purchases, so I don't think it's a new thing that's specific to New Zealand. I think Australia do it. I think
and probably England charge their VAT on it.
I think the UK charges VAT.
Yeah, but New Zealand's trying to capture the GST for themselves, aren't they? So I wonder if he pays a VAT over there.
It's
and
for us.
Yeah, for us, yeah. No, I totally agree with GST, and I totally agree with them charging it on the online purchases, because why should the shops be stuck with that and then they get away with it with the online? So yeah. I don't disagree with it at all. I'm just wondering how it works because, yeah, London would charge VAT. I'm wondering about my waterproof socks that I buy from London. So they would charge VAT and then I'd have to pay GST on top of that.
Wow.
I don't think you pay VAT on online if you're buying straight. If you're buying from the UK, there should be something that says that you don't have to pay VAT on online purchases. Like Boohoo's a UK-based retailer and I've never had to pay VAT on there.
Okay. I'm going to go and have a look at this Boohoo. Yeah. I mean, I use New Chick. I only use that for my shoes. I know they've got lots of other stuff on there. I dare not look, to be fair. But
Boohoo's quite good. ASOS is quite good. The Iconic is really good if you're in a jam. That comes the next day. So it's really good.
And what is that? What sort of?
Oh, everything. Shoes, handbags, accessories, dresses, everything. Lots of different stuff.
I suppose that's one of the reasons I do like it, apart from not having to put up with people around.
God,
they just, so get out of my space. Just let. That's why I love, you know, sometimes just for my last bits of grocery shopping during Christmas, I go at midnight. It's wonderful. You know, nobody else is there, and some of the supermarkets will do that late night. It's just wonderful.
I think everybody's sense of decency and just being a human goes out the window when it comes to Christmas shopping. It's like...
When it comes to anything to do with getting where they want to go at Christmas time. I mean, I have clients at the moment that have an appointment with me, and then they'll ring me up half an hour before and say, oh, look, something's come up, we can't keep the appointment. And then the next week they ring me up and say, oh, why aren't you here? And I say, well, my appointment with you was for last week. Oh, well, you just assumed you'd change it to this week. Sorry. You're not the only one on the planet. There are other people here.
I think some people think they're the only person that exists as a client of your business sometimes. I think that's crazy. We have people like that sometimes too. I think the whole world revolves around them.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to be that client sometimes, that the whole world does revolve around me, just for a moment.
Well, see, that's the problem, because that's what my business is all about, is making them feel that I've got their back with everything, but they just get so carried away at this time of the year. It's like, come on, get real.
Isn't it funny? You know, I actually had my mum's 80th birthday is on the 23rd of December, so we've got to do something for that, and we're trying to actually get all the family up, because she's told us 10 times that it's her 80th birthday. So we thought, okay, we want something to happen. And then, so my sister's going to fly up from Nelson. And then she said, well, if I come up on the 21st and leave on the 26th, can I stay with you that whole time? I'm like, no. No. What are you thinking? No, you can have
two
nights.
She can come and stay with me. After two nights, she can come and stay with me. I've got nobody staying with me this year, so she can come and stay with me. Tell her.
Isn't it funny, all that crap that we go... It isn't. It's meant to be a nice time of the year, but we do. We all go mental.
I don't.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, exactly. I don't.
We
love
spend
it.
Way too much.
I don't. I don't. You ought to see my Christmas tree. It's just covered with the bottom of my Christmas tree. It's just covered with chocolates and...
Have you got a real one?
No.
Oh, I can't. Oh. I have a pine allergy, so unless I want my face to look all swollen.
No, but you can get ones now that don't have...
Oh, really? I didn't know
apparently
that.
So.
Genetically modified pine trees.
Yes, so you can have a real tree.
Come
genetically
on.
Genetically modified Christmas trees.
I cannot stand that. And I have got a fake one because I bought it ages ago and I'm not going to waste all that plastic. I will keep using it until it just falls apart and I'll never buy a plastic one again.
So yours is up.
Mine's up.
Anne-Marie, yours
no,
is up?
No, mine is not.
December, your trees go up, people.
I know, but...
No. Way too early.
And my lights are going up this weekend.
Just a bit lazy, I think, was my excuse, really. I just can't be bothered. I have to pull it out from downstairs and then put it up and fluff around.
We've got to go and pick ours and cut it down. Yes. So we'll have a real one. Yeah, I just love the smell, though, you know.
Me too.
It is a nice smell, admittedly.
But then there's this whole thing about, carbon, cutting a tree down, da-da.
Well, we decided one year that we would actually buy one and put it in a pot, but we couldn't find one.
Mm. Which, what do you mean you couldn't find? You couldn't find one small enough to put in a pot? Or?
No, well, I think there was two at one of the... garden centres we went to, and they were like tiny, and we thought, oh, okay, well, I want a nice sized Christmas tree, and then I'd leave it on the deck, and but anyway, it didn't work. But anyway, you have to trim trees, so you have to get bits of Christmas tree, you just trim them, and then the rest of the tree will keep growing and keep that carbon going.
Oh, that is just the poorest excuse I've heard for cutting a tree down yet.
They're only little baby trees. Actually, we don't go to the farm anymore. We now go to St. John's in Silverdale. So they go to the farm, they get the trees, and so we donate to them. And that's a nice way too. And it's a nice way, I think, for some of the places to be able to make a little bit of money through Christmas. Yeah.
Well, I've got a fantastic story about Christmas trees and teaching your children how to steal.
I think that's... We're going to leave that till next week. We're going to leave it hanging. Hey, I can't even say you said steel and Christmas together. Oh my God, that is it. That's us for the week.
I'm looking forward to that story.
And Marie, you're coming back, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I'll be here next
awesome.
Week.
Well, guys, we'll see you the same time, same place next week. Look, do share any of your Christmas stories with us up on our Facebook page.